Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. You may not think Milwaukee is in need of a parking app. For those who live and work in the city, the biggest issue with parking is usually finding a free spot. But then, of course, there's Summerfest, or the State Fair, or the myriad of other events that take place in and around the city.
And waiting in line for parking when all you really want is a corn dog can be incredibly frustrating. Well, a new parking app is setting up shop in Milwaukee, and it hopes to solve some of the city's biggest parking issues. The Chicago-based app is called ParkX, and it's expanding into both Milwaukee and Madison with help from the Wisconsin-based startup accelerator Generator.
Vivek Mehra is the founder and CEO of ParkX, and he explains how the app works to Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
ParkX is a parking platform, an ecosystem that we have created to solve parking problems in urban settings. Very simply, think of us as the Airbnb for parking, where we connect individuals who have parking spaces to people that are looking for parking.
So what was the need that you saw in Chicago for this kind of app?
So Chicago is an awesome city, but if you were driving to Chicago, parking is really painful. It can be very expensive, ranging from $25 to $65. And in some areas where parking lots and garages are not available, it's almost impossible to find parking. So that's why, you know, we were looking for a solution for parking, and we came up with ParkX, where we realized there is parking available with individuals, residential buildings, commercial buildings, and all they need is a platform where they can start listing and renting out their parking spaces. That's why we built ParkX.
Okay, so now you're expanding into Madison and Milwaukee. What made you choose these markets?
We chose Madison and Milwaukee for several reasons. One, the geo proximity to Chicago. Two, we felt there was a need for a better parking solution for the real estate space in Milwaukee, and I can get into that a little bit more later. And Madison, which is a college town and has sports events, also has a need for parking solution, and that's why we targeted these two cities.
So you said a better solution for real estate parking. What do you mean by that?
Yes. So what we found was that parking solutions haven't evolved for a long period of time in the real estate world. Even today, in the last 50 years, access to parking is still being provided through the same old garage door opener, which is clunky, you can lose it, not secure, and it has tremendous operational inefficiencies. Like, for example, if a new tenant moved into a building, the property manager or the building would have to ask a building engineer to configure this garage door opener and then issue it to the tenant. Now, if the tenant loses that garage door opener, one, it's a security issue because somebody could find that garage door opener and get in and get out very easily. And two, it's just operationally inefficient because now, you know, there's cost associated with sending a building engineer down to the building every time a new garage door opener has to be issued. Also, that incurs cost to tenants who live in the building or occupy that parking space. So we saw all these inefficiencies and a need to build something better, and that's why we built what we call as the Access Plus system. Access Plus is this technology that allows users to open and close garage doors and gates from our app and provide a much more secure and easy access to their parking spaces.
Okay, so in the case of Milwaukee, the app will sort of allow people to use their phone in this case as a garage door opener. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, in the simplest form, you got it absolutely right. So when we install our Access Plus in buildings, now instead of using the garage door opener, which people have been using for several years and is very clunky, inefficient, and you got to carry one more thing in your pocket or in your car, now you'd be able to use our app to access your parking space and use your phone as your garage door opener. The beauty of this is it's way more secure. It's only people who have been authorized can do that. And it's even more convenient because let's say you wanted to share your parking space with your friend or family for a short period of time, you could issue that temporary access to them. So it's way more secure and a lot less expensive to implement than the traditional garage door opening systems that there exist today in the marketplace.
When I was looking at sort of ParkX, I was thinking, you know, it would be people renting out spaces, well, operating like it does in Chicago. And of course, having lived in both cities, I can say Milwaukee doesn't have the same kind of parking problems that Chicago really has. But it seems like the app is going to work fundamentally differently in the city of Milwaukee.
Yes, correct. So, you know, when you think of ParkX initially, the first thing that comes to mind is, okay, there needs to be a demand for parking in order for this to work. And obviously, if an owner of a parking space wants to rent their parking space, how will they be able to rent if there is no demand in that area? And you're right. So that is our marketplace model where, you know, we are trying to solve a parking problem in neighborhoods where there is parking. Now, in case of Milwaukee, there are pockets where during, you know, certain summer events or during a game day, there are parking demand surges that happen, and our app will be able to cater to those or near universities. But in addition, we have a big real estate play because, we, as I mentioned, we have this ecosystem that we are building where even solving a parking problem for the real estate world is well within our scope, and that's why we feel Milwaukee is a great market because it is a booming market. There is tremendous real estate growth we are seeing there, and we can truly improve the tech in the real estate space with relation to parking. And that's why we feel Milwaukee is still a good market for us.
You're involved with the Generate or program Generator, I'm assuming is how it's supposed to be said.
Yes, Generator, yes.
But there's an 8 in the middle of it.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about your involvement with them.
Yes, we were very fortunate to be accepted in the Generator program. It is a nationally ranked, in the top 10, I believe, accelerators that help startups grow across the nation. And there were 640 companies that applied, and they select 6th this time. So we were part of that program, and they helped us tremendously in the form of, one, getting us the funding we need to grow this not only in Chicago, but also in other cities and nationally. And that's why we are now able to grow into Wisconsin. But also, it's a program that helps startups expand and grow and build their business models and help the founder and the founding team take it from an idea to fruition. And the Generator program was extremely valuable for us for the same reasons. And we wouldn't be here today if we hadn't participated in that program.
It seems like most of the investments for the Generator program are coming from Wisconsin. Is that right?
Well, very true. Most of it would be a good way to put it. Generator is a national program, and they have investors that are connected with the program nationally. And we were introduced to investors from Milwaukee, Madison to San Francisco. For ParkX, we did get a lot of our funding from Wisconsin.
As you may know, Wisconsin can be a pretty insular place. A lot of the time when people look at kind of new companies coming into the landscape, they want to know, you know, what's in it for them? How do you feel ParkX is going to benefit Milwaukeeans and Wisconsinites in Madison as well?
Fundamentally, ParkX is really trying to solve a problem in your community. And we do believe we are a very strong community-based app or an ecosystem. So how does this benefit you? One, obviously, we're trying to solve a problem that is there in either the city or neighborhoods of cities. It could be pockets. So we're trying to solve the big parking problem without having anyone invest in that structure that you would otherwise require to solve a parking problem. Second, the money comes back into the community. It helps individuals make that extra money, so it helps their household. And then we are, I believe, the better or the green solution. If you think about it, it's all about resource utilization. So what would you rather have? Would you rather have more cars in the street, burning gas, looking for parking, or having to build parking structures in pockets, which are not always the best solution because they're not always the most conveniently located or can be expensive? Or rather, would you participate in this social community-driven idea where you as an individual, as an owner of a parking space, can help solve the problem for your community by renting out your parking space? And that's why we feel we are very beneficial for Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, and other places in Wisconsin, where we're providing a solution to a real problem.
Well, Vivek Mehra, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect, and I look forward to seeing the rollout of this program.
Thank you very much.
Vivek Mehra is the founder and CEO of ParkX, a Chicago-based parking app which is expanding into Milwaukee. For more information, go to WUWM.com.
We'll take one last break and then catch up with the Milwaukee Opera Theater as they get ready to present Mozart's The Magic Flute, as only they can. Lake Effect returns right after this on 89.7 WUWM.